Hi, welcome to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. My name's Karina, I'll be your hostess, and you are listening to the fall season. Hello, Caffeine and Chaos Ohana. Happy Monday. I'm recording this Monday morning our time here in Japan, so it's Sunday, y'all's time back in the States. And I'm going to take a bet that something's going to happen, that I'm not going to get this edited and posted on time. But that's okay, because we're getting back in the swing of things. A for effort, because I'm recording it on time to get it up. So fingers crossed it all works out. But we'll see. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know that life happens here. A lot with three young kids and the military and just everything else. It has been an incredibly busy week. If you don't know me personally, you've never listened to the podcast before, I own a business on the side. That's what I do for our income. I've been doing that for about 4 years. I reopened it about a month and a half ago out here in Okinawa. It's been amazing. The customer community here is so different than our last duty station. It is literally a joy to run my business out here. At Lejeune, I had so much stress and anxiety every time I had a customer place an order and I was fulfilling it because people were so critical. And it literally is just that area. Like, I have friends who own small businesses in the same area who have experienced the same thing I did when I lived there. But here, the military community is so welcoming and so gung-ho for supporting small businesses and supporting one another. It makes a world of a difference as a small business owner to have that kind of community to serve. It just makes such a huge difference. I can't even begin to express how thankful I am for my customers here. But so I started Tuesday and I had 8 cakes in 5 days, and one was a date change cake. They gave me the wrong date, and I confirmed the date they gave me with them, and they said yes, and then they came back on Friday and said, I'm just kidding, I need it for this Sunday. So I had an extra cake to tack onto the week, but thankfully all my customers were happy, they loved what they got, and that always makes me so happy. So yeah, and now we're heading into a new week, a new very busy week. This will be a week with a couple of firsts for us. We are starting school next week. So I have a teacher's meeting on Thursday with the group of teachers that I'll be working with this year. I'm super pumped. I'm also super nervous. So I studied communications in college. I love public speaking. It's literally what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. That's why podcasting makes me so happy, because I just feel like it fills that itch for public speaking. And I paid my way for books and stuff through college by being a tutor. And I did some in high school too, and I absolutely love that experience. I love the kids I got to work with. They were so great. I still keep in touch with a couple of the families. And the relationships that you forge just having that position for a family is so valuable, and I loved it so much. But now I'm stepping into a legitimate paid teaching position. It's only one day a week, but it's a lot of memorization and a lot of material to learn. And some of these other, we're called tutors, some of the other tutors have been doing this for a while, or their kids are in the program, so they know the material. So I'm really excited to do this. It's going to be a huge blessing for us. Easton can do it with us. My kids will all be involved in it at home, and then they'll integrate into the program when they get old enough. So once they turn 4, they'll start the program. So Easton will start in the spring or next fall. But I'm also really nervous about it because it is a lot of memorization, and I want to make sure that I'm putting my best foot forward for these kids and their parents. And of course, the mail out here right now, and I know the mail in the U.S. is struggling too. The mail out here right now it speeds back up and then it slows back down. And so it's like, okay. So I ordered my teacher's manual and it's still not here yet. So I'm kind of just going with the flow this week, but it's going to be great. Trying to stay positive and not let my anxiousness get the better of me about this, but we'll see. On that note, let's talk about parenting today. Okay, I think we're in some really interesting times. We are 100% facing things that our parents never faced when raising us. When it comes to school, I have so many friends this week whose kids went back to school, and these parents had to make really tough choices about, are my kids going to distance learn? Am I just going to throw the whole school idea altogether in homeschool? Or, hey, my county's offering full time, but with all these COVID-19 protections in place, and what am I going to do? What's going to work best for my kid? How are they going to learn in this environment? Are they going to thrive? What do I do if I sign them up for something and it just doesn't work? Because of course, as parents, we never want to see our child fail. And so I feel like there's just been a lot of stress on parents. And I know I'm in a very different boat because I only have a 3-year-old. And the reason why we're starting him with homeschooling this year is to get him ahead of the game. He's already going to be in the school a couple days a week here on base for speech therapy. And so I figured with everything else that we're facing with him, with the Tourette's and the speech therapy, maybe it would be good for him to have a little bit of structure. And then, of course, he'll be learning all of the curriculum that I'll be learning as a tutor at home because I have to listen to it and memorize it all. So jumping into that, our choice was really different. For us, it wasn't, is my kid going to go to school or is he going to stay home this year? We kind of knew we wanted to start him homeschooling just a little bit earlier. He's been begging to have school, to go to school. So that was our choice. But man, I'll tell you what, I have so many friends who are just like, you know, my kid started school last week and they're doing distance learning and I'm still wondering, you know, did I make the right choice and now I can't take it back and we're kind of stuck in this program and I just don't know how this is going to work. I know I have friends too who are doing distance learning and are on two opposite ends of the spectrum. One end being the teacher's so involved and the school has prepared for this so well. And the other, I have a friend whose daughter has special needs. She has an IEP. No one at the school has contacted her about it, and they only do Zoom call with the teacher for 2 hours a day, and so the rest of the day, she has to sit there and do her daughter's work with her while she's trying to work full-time from home and be a mom, and she has 3 kids and a child with special needs who was getting services from the school. So, man, I tell you what, my heart is heavy for my mom friends who are having to make these choices. I'm thankful that through across the board with my mom friends, I have friends who are really satisfied with the choice that their districts made and friends who are upset about it, but who are making it work. And I just want to say, if you're in this position this year where you're having to make choices about schooling for your kids and what to do, whatever choice you make at this point is going to be the right choice. Don't let anyone talk down to you about the choice that you've made for your kids this year. Don't let anyone convince you that, oh, you made a bad choice and now you're a bad mom or a bad dad. No, don't let anybody tell you that. Because we are in a time right now where things are so crazy and so stressful and so hectic. We're just trying to do the best we can to get through 2020 at this point, right? We're just trying to survive. Like at this point, it's like diving for the first time. You're panicking. You have this gear on, which by the way, I've never been diving and I don't plan on it, but this would be me in the scenario because I'm terrified of the idea of diving. You know, you're panicking. And at this point in my dive, I would be like, do I have enough air to survive the rest of this? Because I just feel like I'm going to die. And I think that that's how all of us are kind of feeling, you know, the plane's going down and it's still going down and it's still going down and we're still waiting to see, you know, when are we going to crash or when is the plane going to take back off? And yeah, 2020 has definitely thrown some interesting curveballs at us. And as parents, I mean, I have friends whose kids have been out of school since March. Y'all are killing it, honestly. Like, I'm home all day, every day with my kids. I didn't have a student come home in March and have a teacher call me and say, hey, we're not going back to school. And have a parent suddenly have to make major life decisions. So for those of you who are in that position this fall, you're killing it. You really are. And I know it's stressful. I know it's hard. It's okay to lock yourself in your bedroom and cry for 5 minutes and just let it all out. It's okay. Because you know what? The anxiety, the fear, the stress, the anger that you're feeling right now over the situation and over what your kids are having to go through, you're not alone. There are so many parents feeling the same way, and it's okay to feel that way. And my heart breaks for these teachers who put their heart and soul into these students and who love your kids so much, and all they want to do is have them in their classroom in person, and they can't. And to those who are teachers, if you're listening to this, you're amazing. You're absolutely amazing for what you're doing right now for these kids to make this work and for yourself. And I know that your heart is hurting, but I know that you too are killing it. So yeah, we have school. And then of course we just have normal parenting stuff, which I will say this has been super interesting to me. Before COVID happened, before 2020 happened, right? I saw a lot of people on Facebook who participated in what we affectionately call mom shaming, right? I think we're all familiar with that term. You know, oh, Susie posted a picture of her child eating McDonald's for the third time this week. Well, my kid ate an organic grilled cheese sandwich on gluten-free bread for lunch today, and I made him Eggs Benedict for breakfast. You know, we have those kind of parents in the world, unfortunately. I will admit, some weeks, I am the McDonald's three times a week mom. Not right now, because we can't go to McDonald's, so it's Burger King on base, which totally grosses me out here, but sometimes it's a matter of survival, and I know we can all appreciate that on a pretty real level. But you know, I have noticed that since COVID started, a lot of the mom shaming type stuff on Facebook has really changed its tune. I've seen a lot less of that type of mom shaming, and a lot of focus turned toward mom shaming in relation to current events. And as a mom myself, especially with three young kids, mom shaming in general bothers me. But the mom shaming and how it's transformed in 2020 really pushes my buttons. If you listened to my episode last week, when I was getting back into it, I talked about how I've listened to a few other podcasters kind of as I've taken a break over the last couple months and listened to how they've addressed really hard topics. And they've really encouraged me that it's okay to talk about those hard topics on my podcast because they need to be talked about. We need to be acknowledging that other people have different opinions than us. And that's okay. Now, I'm not saying that that's okay for every situation. Okay, believe me. There's some things that I'm like, you really think that way? Okay. I.e. pedophilia. We can get into that another time. That's not for the podcast. If you want to know, message me. But I've seen a lot of mom shaming about, oh, your child doesn't wear a mask when you go to Walmart? No, because my child is two, and my child is going to take the mask off and fling it on the dirty, gross floor where people's feet have been, and I'm not going to make them put it back on. And every family is different. Let me say this. If you, as a parent, feel more confident and comfortable with your child wearing a mask when you go to the grocery store, go for it. That does not make you a bad mom, a better mom, a mediocre mom. It doesn't make you that. That just means you're the parent and you're making the decision that you think is best for your kid. Go for it. And you know what? You're killing it. You're an awesome parent. But for people like me, we really struggle with Easton, who has a neurological disorder. And so sometimes sensory type things or changes that are very big to him, or when he cannot read your lips, which we've noticed lately he does a lot of, which I do a lot of, so I'm noticing that that's kind of how he's computing. He's computing the same way that I compute communication a lot of time. It's really a struggle for him. And some days, he's 100% okay with it. He's like, oh, cool. I get to wear a cool mask. I'm like PJ Masks, you know? And other days, it's an absolute meltdown in the parking lot when I pull it out. I'm not going to force that on my kid. But he's also only three, and he's in a shopping cart, and he's not going to touch things. It's okay. But that doesn't make me a bad mom. It doesn't make me a better mom than anybody else, but it also doesn't make me a mediocre mom. It just means I'm a mom making the best choice for my child in that moment. And for me, that means I can get into the grocery store, get what I need, without my child having a meltdown that's not him misbehaving, but is associated with literally something he's fighting with, which could make his tics worse, which could then cause greater problems for us later on in the day. It could cause stress. He could end up physically hurting himself. There's so many reasons. Now, hear me out. I have my own feelings about COVID-19 and masks and all this stuff. Look, even though I have my own feelings, I try to do my very best to respect the feelings of other people. Now, on my social media, that's my social media and I can share my opinion. And you have your right to share your opinion too. But I think what we forget is that we can share our own opinions. We can have our own opinions. But we also need to make sure that we're respecting the people around us. Okay? If I go to visit someone or drop something off or I have a customer pick something up for me, I always make sure to ask unless I know them 100%, you know, really well. Like we're on the level of where they could just walk in my door at my house and it'd be cool. I'm going to ask them, are you more comfortable with me wearing a mask, you know, when we meet to pick up a cake or, you know, to pick up this kid's toy from you? Because I'm going to respect them. I'm going to respect their space. I'm going to respect their home. I'm going to respect their health. That's part of my job. And I'm also setting an example for my children to respect others, to respect their personal space, to respect other people's health. I don't know if I have a customer picking up a cake who has an immunocompromised system. Okay? I don't know if the lady that I'm picking up a toy from, she has a child who may have cancer. Okay? It's beyond COVID-19. It's about me being willing to protect other people just in general for their health. Be sanitary. Wash your hands. Carry on hand sanitizer. Simple as that. And when we're acting that way in these kinds of situations, we're teaching our kids so much. And they're watching us and they're learning. That's been a big eye-opener for me this year, especially through all this COVID-19 stuff. When I get angry about stuff, when I get worked up about stuff, so does Easton. He's picking up on what I'm saying and on what I'm doing. And I'm realizing that it's so important for me to be setting a really positive, and in our house, because it's important to us, a godly example for my child. The last few months have been really rough in respect to the fact that we haven't been able to go to church. We got here in January. We pretty much had a month of no transportation and just trying to figure things out. And then we finally found a church. We went for 3 weeks and they shut everything down. We went 2.5 months, almost 3 months with no church. And then we were able to go back for 3 weeks and now they've shut us down again. And we're in the process of fighting to be able to go to church because there's documentation that says we can. And that's a different story. But because of the example that my husband and I have set, we now have a 3-year-old who asks all the time to go to church. And maybe he doesn't fully comprehend what that means yet. But he does understand that it means he's going to go and he's going to go to his class and see people who he's becoming friends with and see his teacher. It's something he loves. And as a mom, it warms my heart that those positive habits that we're trying to instill in our children, we're starting to see the results of that. A 3-year-old who acknowledges that his parents think that going to church is important and he loves it and wants to see it as important too. I know that was kind of a rabbit trail, but hear where I'm going with this. 2020 has been a rough year. Parenting in 2020 has made it even harder. Okay? And my heart goes out to the people who are new parents this year. My sister-in-law is about to have a baby this year. My other sister-in-law is getting ready to have her second baby. We have so many friends who have had babies over the last couple weeks or who are expecting in the next few months. I want you to know that the scary stuff that's going on right now, I am praying and hoping this is not the scary stuff that we will have to face for the rest of our children's lives. Because I remember having Easton and Wyatt and Addison and my positive experiences with them and parenting through 3 years of Easton's life without the existence of COVID-19 and all that it is. But now I have a child who's starting to learn what things are and learn what's happening and see where things are going and how we're supposed to react to situations. And unfortunately, he's learning all of that right now at a time when people are a little scared and things are very different than they would normally be. And at a time when people are reacting differently and people's reactions are based off of that fear or based off of frustration. My reaction so often now is based off of frustration because we're going on 7 months of being in lockdown. It's exhausting. And being in a foreign country in a lockdown is entirely altogether a different thing. because I don't have family here. We don't have the support system we had at Lejeune. I'm so thankful for the friends that we've made here who have come alongside us, who are dealing with all this just the same as we are, who just moved here at the same time as we did. And we're all just kind of sitting here like, okay, you know, this can be over any day now. You know, as a parent right now who's trying to fight for speech therapy and services for my child so that he can excel and he can exceed expectations and just have a normal childhood without struggling. And I can't do that because the doctor won't take appointments because they don't want us to be exposed to COVID-19. And I'm over here at the point as a mom where I'm like, I don't care. Just get my child the appointment. I will walk into the hospital. I will take the risk to get my child these services, which are far more important right now. And it's just, as parents, we have to be so careful because our kids are watching everything that we do. And it's so hard during times like this because we want to scream, we want to shout, and it's okay to do that. But at some point, we have to rein it in and we have to teach our kids it's okay to be upset, but we also need to control ourselves. And we need to remember that it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. This doesn't have to be our new normal, but we're going to make this work for right now. I think that's what I struggle with the most. Just as a person, I don't like sudden change. I don't like feeling restricted. I went to a private Christian college that had a lot of rules, y'all. And right now, the military has us locked down harder than I was locked down in college, and I am not a fan. Not a fan at all. And so it's been really hard for me because there's so many days where I'm like, I'm just going to break the stupid rule because I want to go do this and I don't care. But then I realize the consequences are that my family could end up separated. And it's hard also to set that example for my kids because part of me some days is like, they're so young, they're never going to know. But Easton knows. Easton knows. And now we're in the stage where he started sneaking things and he'll hide them. So he'll take a snack upstairs to bed with him and he'll hide it under his pillow until we're gone and then he'll eat it. And I'm like, man, that's the same idea as if I was to go break one of these rules the Marine Corps has said, don't do this right now. It's the same idea. If I was to sneak around and do something like that, I could get caught just like he gets caught. And so I need to set that example for my child of, okay, look, I know it's really hard and I know you really wanted this. You can ask for it and I may say no. But that's okay. We'll make it through this. You know, there will be another time. You'll get freedom again. So, looking forward to the rest of the year. What it's going to hold, obviously, none of us know at this point because our world is just literally blowing up in front of us. Nothing surprises me anymore. My heart aches for the things that are happening. I'm so saddened by the events all over the world that are happening. But nothing shocks me anymore. I see a news headline and I'm like, oh, hey, look, just another day in 2020, folks. Oh, man. Let me leave you with this, because I could go on and on and on about parenting in 2020 and how rough it's been, okay? And I know I got on a little bit of a pedestal and ranted a little bit in this podcast, but sometimes we need to do that. At the end of the day, we're in a really unique situation as parents. And I know I've said this a couple times in the episode. We're in August. Kids are going back to school. I think that will help give us a little bit of normal in 2020, having school. Yeah, it's going to be different. But maybe having some consistency, having something familiar could help. With that in mind, here's some positives. Christmas is coming. That is always a positive in my book. And Christmas is closer today than it was yesterday. That's another positive. The year is coming to an end soon. We've made it this far. We can make it the rest of the way. In the meantime, I know things are frustrating. I know we're all tired of this. I know we're ready for it to be over. I know we feel like we're living in a nightmare that we can't wake up from. It's going to be okay. Our kids are watching us. And this is a perfect opportunity to raise our children to be strong, to be independent, to think for themselves, to have a really positive impact on the people around them. I had someone this week who came at me. Thankfully, I valued this person's opinion about zero because she doesn't know me at all. And she made some accusations that were pretty off the wall. And again, thankfully her opinion did not matter to me because I don't know her and she doesn't know me. And it was very obvious by the statements that she made. But it reminded me that it's okay to have a different opinion. And not everybody needs to understand my opinions. But I also need to make sure that I'm being careful in how I'm responding to people. And I also need to make sure that I am clearly stating my opinion so that it's not misunderstood. So that my opinion may not come across as, well, you don't care about other people. Because that is the farthest thing from the truth. Because while I've been frustrated about COVID, I turned around and one thing that I found that really helped me to put the whole situation in perspective was finding ways to serve other people. We have so many families right now PCSing to the island, so my cake business is offering free deliveries to families in Rom because there are a lot of kids celebrating their birthdays in Rom. How awful is that? You have to celebrate your birthday in quarantine? You should get a cake and balloons. You really should. And so I've been doing that, and we've been helping out by delivering groceries to Marines who are in the ROM barracks, who don't have anyone else to do it for them. That stuff brings me so much joy and just puts my whole day into perspective. When we got locked down a second time, I was so angry. I literally just cried for 2 days. I was so angry. And that was the point when I decided I need to start doing things for people. And so we found people who needed help, who needed things delivered, and we started doing it. And it brings me so much joy, but you know what else my kids noticed? And Easton now, when we go to the store, he wants to add extra things to the cart for other people. And he'll tell me, these are for Daddy's Marines. And his heart, like he saw me be angry about it. And then he saw me turn around and have a different attitude. It doesn't mean I'm not angry anymore, but it means that I'm channeling that anger in a different way. Our kids are so impressionable. This is the perfect time to teach them how to have an impact, how to stay positive in times that are so hard to stay positive in, and how to be strong, how to stand firm on what they believe and why they believe it, and how to lovingly share that opinion with others and to love other people despite our differences. That's all that I've got for today. I know it was a little random, but hopefully it makes sense and hopefully it encourages you a little bit. I've really been journaling a lot the last couple weeks just to kind of help me sort through all my thoughts and emotions, and also because honestly, I know there's a lot of stuff that's happened in 2020 I'm not going to remember years from now, but there's lessons that I've learned through this year because of the situation that someday I want to be able to tell my kids about and I want to tell my grandkids about. And I know that sounds silly because many of us are like, 2020 is the year I never want to remember, but there are so many valuable things that have happened this year and how they've changed my perspective that I do want to remember them and I want to share them with my kids. And I want to share them with my grandkids in the years to come and talk about how we can make it through really tough times and through circumstances that don't make sense and things that are really just hard. So I'm going to leave it at that and I'm going to sign off for this episode. As always, thank you so, so much for taking the time to listen. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay positive, stay happy, find something this week to do to reach out and help someone else. It'll really change your entire week. As usual, if you ever want to reach out to me, you can find me on Instagram at caffeineandchaos3. I'm also on the Caffeine and Chaos Facebook page, or you can send us an email, comments, questions, suggestions, even creative criticism. Our email is caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. Have a great rest of your week again, and we'll talk to y'all next time.